USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As one of his first acts as president, Joe Biden said he would send to Congress an immigration bill that would offer legal status to an estimated 11 million people in the country illegally. This as a migrant caravan is making its way toward the U.S.-Mexico border. Outgoing head of CBP Mark Morgan telling Fox News,
"The reason why this is happening right now is because of the perception that our borders are going to be open under a Biden administration. And unfortunately, in this case, they're correct."
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is officially stepping away from her Senate seat. Harris will continue to play a big role in the chamber, though, as president of the Senate and the tie-breaking vote. The Senate will be split 50-50, but the Democrats will have the majority with Harris as a tiebreaker. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Many across the country are celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is a federal holiday in the United States, marking the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. It is observed on the third Monday of January every year.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
King was the main spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Mega Millions and Powerball lotteries just keep growing. No one winning Saturday's Powerball jackpot, meaning $730 million, is up for grabs on Wednesday. Before that, the Mega Millions estimated prize of $850 million will be drawn again for Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Security in and around Washington, D.C. remains tight.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration, but some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more of a risk for violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit or miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The former Secretary of Health and Human Services says the United States is still on pace to have a majority of Americans vaccinated by the summer. Alex Azar telling Fox News,
14 million have been, as of Friday, actually administered. There was always going to be a ramp up here, okay? It was always going to be part of scaling up, but the key is having those doses available.
Azar believes 250 million vaccine doses should be distributed by the end of April, saying as more states expand vaccine eligibility and administration sites, the number of people vaccinated will rise quickly. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.